Peter Allam's on the line. He is getting ready to go to a birthday party. But Peter, once again, thank you very much for joining us on this Monday morning.
Yes, Wayne, morning to all the listeners out there. A very important birthday party. I'm going off to play some golf with Gary Player, celebrating his 90th birthday.
Wow.
Nomad South Africa's 65th anniversary.
Gee whiz.
He's our last living founder member, so quite an honor.
Indeed.
Only 70 of us selected, which is really, really going to be a lot of fun tomorrow.
Sure. Anyway, well, enjoy that.
We go on to... Yes, I will enjoy that. You know, we go on to ARTO again, and we chatted last week, supposed to have been implemented the 1st of December, already postponed till the 1st of July 2026. Mm. Excuses to say, oh, a lot of the municipalities have introduced new rules and regulations and they need to be given a chance to implement them. I mean, what the heck?
Please.
And then, of course, the other side of it as well is that, you know, they need training in that regard. Not sure why you should need training. I mean, you should have seen the training was necessary beforehand. But anyway, be that as it may, it's been postponed. But I think what we're going to see is a huge difficulty in our particular country in trying to implement this system.
Mm.
I mean, I just have a look at where we are in the streets, and I feel very sorry for the taxi owners, but there are just so many taxis that are so illegal, not roadworthy, on the roads, but providing, you know, transport, especially on our Wild Coast. I don't believe that many of the taxis that we pass every day on our way to and from work or to the shops should be on the road. You see fenders hanging off. You see windscreens cracked. You see no mirrors. At night, there's no lights and things like that.
Yes,
I mean,
yes.
All of that with the new ARTCO should take those vehicles off the road. You know, last week I had a slight mention about when I was in Aussie and my son-in-law, no license, pulled off the road, vehicle left there, non-tolerance of anything, very, very strict. And is that going to happen? Yeah, well, you'd have three-quarters of our vehicles off the road because I'm pretty sure most of them are, one, not licensed. In fact, these days, almost every second person that comes to me with an accident claim will say, oh, but the vehicle wasn't licensed. Oh, the driver didn't have a driver's license. It's incredible. I would say that of the last 10 that I've had, at least 8 are like that. No driver's license available, which means that there probably isn't one because you're supposed to have it on you.
On you, exactly.
And two, the vehicle itself on the windscreen, no license at all. Or an expired license from 3-4 years back. So, you know, these are what ARTO is supposed to be going
Camping.
To sort. So I was going to chat today about, you know, the people that need to start preparing and be cautious are those that have vehicles registered in their name as the main person for the company or the business. And, of course, husbands or wives, be careful if your partner's vehicle is registered in your name, you're going to take the rap. You need to make sure that you have an agreement in place that the true driver is known at the traffic department and things like that. So you need to be very, very careful. And yes, we're already onto it. I've done for a number of people already, gents who have vehicles registered in their name because they're the owner, director of the business. But you then need to do an agreement with the driver that drives that particular vehicle or the multiple drivers that drive it. You know, you've got to say, ARTO's coming in and this is what the rules are. The driver's responsibility, the driver's the driver must be bound to pay the fines. It's not for you as the business to pay the fines. You know, speeding fines, skipping stop streets, robots, things like that. You're going to be stopped for all sorts of things like that. And, you know, one of the drivers, you know, when I introduced this to one of the companies, the driver said to me, but it's not my responsibility to see if the vehicle's in a roadworthy condition. I said, man, how do you get the driver's license? It is. Before you start the car, you're supposed to check that the wick flickers are working, the lights are working, the hooter hoots, that the vehicle's in a proper condition. Well, certainly that was when I took my driver's license.
Indeed.
I did my learners and my driver's. It was certainly there. I'm not sure if it's moved from there because it was something that he said. He couldn't recall seeing that anywhere. But anyway, he was really nice about it. Mm. And he's never come back to me to say, oops, I was wrong, which makes me think that he was wrong.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, the consequences of license suspensions to workers, if your driver is going to do a number of infringements and have his license taken away, demerit points count up, what are you going to do with him? You know, the labor lawyers or labor consultants are going to have a hell of a job working out something that says, well, you know, you must go on unpaid leave or you must be dismissed because, you know, those are serious offenses that you're causing. And, you know, the governing law is there. It's not as if this is something made by employees, like I said to the group that I chatted to. You know, this is something that's coming to, well, will come into force and effect. We thought it was going to come in a couple of days' time, but it's been suspended. So, you know, you need to make sure that you're aware of that. And then, of course, from the owner's point of view, you know, the question that came from the owner, well, how will I know if my driver has got a fine? So, you know, that is quite simple. And everybody should be on that. You need to go into a little thing called, what's this fines thing? You
got fines register.
Fines SA, that's what it is. Mm. It's called Fines South Africa. So, you know, you'll see the whole demerit system explained in that particular section. It will tell you what ARTO is. Mm-hmm. And in Fines South Africa, you can check and see exactly what fines have been got where and when, what are outstanding. So, you know, it's an easy step to pay your fines. You sign in. You create your password so only you can see it in your account. You view the account, you view the fines, and there's a nice, convenient payment method in there as well, to be quite honest. I've been on it for years, and I always, from time to time, just in case I've gone through something, maybe Ganubi or down on the highway in Southernwood, you know, you don't even realize that you've done that. Those cameras are permanent cameras. Those cameras are there. Those fines come up. So, you know, you can go in there and you can see the status of all your current and in fact, you know, going forward, your future fines will all be on there as well. So I know as well that in Fines South Africa, if you register, you'll be able to see the demerit points. You'll be able to get discounts to pay the fines that are outstanding. And it's worthwhile going in now and doing that. Don't let it come to July next year and you've got a whole lot of outstanding fines and you start with trouble in the pack. You know, select and pay your fines, get rid of them, or go down to the traffic department and see them and sort them out. You know, and then, of course, you know, the contact information you need to amend on there, you need to put into there. Once ARTO comes in, who drives which vehicle, you know. You've got parents that buy a vehicle for their kids who may be in matric, 18 years of age. You know, that child needs to take responsibility. Well, it's a man now, he's 18, or girl, lady. You need to make sure that they take responsibility for their doings. So, you know, you can find all of that in that particular section. Very, very easy, very simple. It's a quick link. It's, once you've linked it up once, you can just automatically go into it. You can find it on Google Play in your app. You can put it on your phone. Mm-hmm. You can put it on your computer. You can put it wherever you like and keep up to date. So, you know, you need to do that. You know, drivers need to be cautious. This is definitely coming. There's no doubt about it. You know, you're going to start with the initial ones, but once you get up to 8, 11, 15 points, you're going to have no license if it's implemented and done correctly. So your aim is obviously to stay on 0 points. Mm-hmm. But it's there. It's Big Daddy going to watch. One wonders whether all the cameras and that are going to be able to pick up your infringements as well, whether they will link it as they do in other countries around the world where they've got the system. It's fantastic. They don't need traffic officers on the road. I mean, we're lacking traffic officers as well. Like we spoke last week, we don't see the old guys that used to sit at the Gadubi Farmers Hall where the school is. They've gone. I haven't seen one there for years now. On the road, the only moan we have is two traffic officers that live on our coast somewhere that use their life to get to school in the morning. We don't hear about the good that they're doing, which is very sad.
Yeah.
you know, I'm determined to find that traffic officer. I've seen him often enough and say to him, hey, join the group and see what's happening, what they're talking about. You know, they're talking about you. Correct it. Fix it. Show them.
Yeah. Show them
you're a law-abiding citizen. Give us the reason why the lights are on. Maybe they jammed on the vehicle. Somebody said to me the other day, he's pretty sure that the on-off switch doesn't work anymore because it's been broken inside the vehicle.
Yeah, and
so
it's stuck on.
Is the vehicle roadworthy?
Well, exactly.
Traffic officer himself, if his vehicle light is permanently on, is his vehicle roadworthy? Because it shouldn't be.
Indeed.
So, basics. It's all about basics. Yeah, Wayne, that's basically where we are with ARTA and the new rules and regulations.
That definitely makes sense. And unfortunately, we'll have to wait for another 6 or 7 months for the Act to come in. Hopefully, when it does eventually come in, it'll all be prepared and everything will run smoothly.
Absolutely. That's the hope that we have.
And
I mean, there's no doubt that it's an outstanding system if implemented and
if
and
implemented
done correctly.
Yeah. Indeed. And Peter, have a great golfing time down
thank you, Wayne.
Down the coast where you're going.
Goose Valley, Plettenberg Bay, Goose Valley, Plettenberg Bay.
And
the Nomads will be tomorrow for celebrations with Gary.
And wish Gary Player a happy birthday.
Yes, indeed. That's what we will do. And it'd be great to meet the legend.
And one last quick question before you go. If somebody wants to reach you, how do they get in touch?
And get us at 6 Sansom Road in Berea. Telephone 043-7211-018. Or like us on Facebook. Put an F onto Alum. Get Alum's. And, of course, on your show as well, Wild Coast FM, they'll find all the details there.
Great stuff. Peter, thank you very much. Have a great week. Chat again next week, Monday. Cheers then. Thanks. That's